In fact, you guys couldn't do some of the things you had been doing for 11 straight weeks. Did that have to do with the quality of the team you were playing against today, or was there maybe more to it than just that?
I mean, that certainly is a big part of it. Yeah, I mean, they're a good football team, had a good plan against us, and came out and executed. Yeah, I mean, it's tough in a game like this. I mean, it's this time of year, and yeah, you got injuries and guys banged up. I mean, both sides are dealing with it and trying to deal with it. So that's certainly not an excuse. Yeah, they came out and yeah, I mean, altogether they won better. Executed better and certainly had a good plan versus us, and we weren't able to make the adjustments fast enough.
You know, everybody's got the injuries, Alex, but with Jeremy really is a dimension of your team that changes things, it seems like. I mean, can you speak to that? Did you feel like without him at full go?
I mean, it was tough. We didn't know, and, you know, he tried. Hats off to him. I appreciate him for going out there and trying to go. I mean, no one expected it, and you know, pretty gutty for him to try to go out there and do it. It's tough. I mean, yeah, certainly a player like him, I mean, adds another dimension there. You know, it with Kelsey and him and the running game and you know, the other guys as well, it's tough to, you know, you can't help with everybody you know, you find the one-on-one, and that's kind of been, you know, for the whole year, the bit of the cat and mouse. You know, you see where they're emphasizing on and go away from it. So yeah, it's tough, but like I said, I mean, at this time, every team's got them. Every team's dealing with it. Yeah. Yeah, it's a fine line. I felt like we were. It's a fine line of, you know, we were down numbers there at receiver. You know, we only had three there at the end, and those guys going and doing the best they can. Then it's a fine line of getting into the best play versus just keep going at the line of scrimmage. Certainly would have been nice there to get a score before the 2-minute warning. Would have helped, you know, tremendously with three timeouts. That probably hurt us there. You know, have an opportunity, probably could have just kicked off and go for the stop and would have had decent field position potentially with the three timeouts, but definitely hurt us there not being able to get that off before the 2-minute. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and then came out of the huddle and had the penalty, which didn't do us a lot of good. Yeah, you're right there at the doorstep. You're at the, you know, one yard line, and it's a fine line of, yeah, I mean, are you just trying to punch it in? Obviously, if you get stopped, though, the clock's running, and you know, throwing it has the benefit of an incomplete pass, you know, stops the clock. So, you know, then once you back up 5 yards, you obviously we were throwing the football. So
many ebbs and flows in the game, Alex. What would you put – Frankie Hammond returns that punt, puts you guys in pretty darn good field position.
Yeah, yeah. 7-3. Yeah, it would have been big, and we didn't do anything with it. Didn't do any – I mean, 3 and out, I think. Didn't do anything with that field position. You got to be able to take advantage of that when it comes. I mean, you know, you don't know when you get opportunities like that with that kind of field position right on the fringe of a field goal range. I mean, if you get any yards there, you probably got points, and we weren't able to do anything. Yeah, looking back, certainly a missed opportunity there.
Alex, why did some of those sustained drives you had going in the first half fall through the red zone?
It's a great question. I mean, we'll have to look at film. I mean, I think, right now, off the top of my head, it putting ourselves in some bad third downs, not being productive on first and second down, hurt us. Definitely the difference in the game there early on was the red zone. You know, they went, I don't know, they, you know, 3-for-3 when they got in, and we had to settle for some field goals there early, which, put us kind of trying to catch up, playing catch up. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're good. They're good up front, and they present a lot of different looks and fronts, and they do a bunch of different stuff. They're really well coached, and they're good players, and they do it well. So, you know, and at that point, yeah, 3rd and 7. You know, I was just trying to make a play, not really even thinking, to be totally honest with you. You're just back there reacting.
In terms of that, though, did you feel a certain like game's already on the line moment?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't remember what the score was exactly at that point, but. Yeah, certainly at that point, it's try to make a play. I mean, you're trying to be smart with it, but, yeah.
Alex, probably a tough question in the emotion of the moment, but how are you going to remember this season, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how fast it ends, right? I mean, it's over. That's it. It's over right now, and it's just like that, you know, and we weren't able to get it done today, and so that's how it goes. So, yeah, I mean, There's no real moral victories or anything like that in this deal. It's everybody trying to get that trophy, that ring, and everybody else is wishing they'd have done something different, you know. And certainly the hole we dug ourselves put us at a disadvantage and in the wild card spot, but it was something to battle back for that. But, yeah, you know, you're left kind of with what ifs, you know, looking back. Yeah, I mean, I think if anything that, you know, yeah, this team has the confidence. You know, certainly there's going to be changes this year. There's changes for every team every offseason. But I think the core of this team feels that when we play our game, we play the way we're capable of, that, yeah, we can play and beat anybody. I think if anything this year's taught us, though, it's the preparation and the mindset and all the little things that go into that. And those oftentimes, are the difference makers. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I know he interviewed for the job, and you hear all the reports and this and that. Obviously, all of it unofficial. If that's the case, happy for him. He's a real deal, really, really, really good coach. I think he's gonna be a great head coach if that's the case. Just has that quality about him. That coolness that can relate to players. I think he'll be great at it. So if it is the case, which it sounds like, really excited for him.